It's Monday, October 21st. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Bowing to pressure, Trump drops his corrupt plan to hold the upcoming G7 summit at his own Miami golf resort. Meanwhile, the military returns to the streets of Chile for the first time in decades as mass protests in the country intensify. And lastly, with 26,000 in attendance at a packed New York rally, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez officially endorses Bernie Sanders for president.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington said Saturday that Donald Trump, quote, deserves no plaudits for scrapping his highly criticized decision to host the next meeting of the G7 at his golf resort in Miami. Trump's August announcement that he would use his severely underperforming Miami-area resort to host the summit drew intense bipartisan backlash from lawmakers and anti-corruption groups across the country. Speaking to Fox News hours after the president's reversal, Trump's chief of staff Mick Mulvaney doubled down on the original decision, saying Trump was, quote, honestly surprised at the level of pushback it got. Trump is currently facing multiple lawsuits accusing him of violating the Constitution by profiting from foreign and domestic officials who stay at Trump hotels. Demonstrators in Chile continued their so-called pots and pans protests Sunday, following a week of unrest that saw hundreds arrested and the military patrolling the streets for the first time in decades. The Associated Press is reporting that a curfew and state of emergency are still in effect in Santiago and several other cities. The fare hike announcement has prompted hundreds of young people to jump metro turnstiles and has triggered protests over other cost of living grievances, including the cost of healthcare, education, and public services. This marks the first time the Chilean army has marched through the streets of Santiago since the end of General Augusto Pinochet's brutal dictatorship in 1990.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Bernie Sanders hosted a huge rally in New York on Saturday with a reported 26,000 people in attendance, the largest crowd out of any Democratic candidate in the 2020 race so far. The Bernie's Back event, which kicked off shortly after 1 p.m. in Queensborough Park in Queens, marked the campaign's first rally since Sanders was hospitalized for a heart attack earlier this month. Sanders told the crowd he was, quote, more ready than ever to carry on with you the epic struggle that we face today, unquote, and, quote, more than ready to assume the office of the President of the United States, unquote. Sanders was joined by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who made her rumored endorsement of Sanders official. Speaking to NBC News Saturday before the rally began, Ocasio-Cortez, who was an organizer for Sanders' 2016 campaign, said her endorsement was due to a, quote, moment of clarity, unquote, about the role she wanted to play. She said she decided, quote, I want to be part of a mass movement, unquote. The crowd appeared to beat out the 20,000 people that Elizabeth Warren drew to her September rally in Washington Square Park, as well as the estimated 20,000 at Kamala Harris's campaign kickoff in January. And now for what we're talking about today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Two House Democrats on Friday urged federal agencies to investigate possible insider trading by Donald Trump or members of his administration after a Vanity Fair story detailed several immensely profitable stock market bets that appeared suspiciously timed around Trump's actions or statements. The National Journal reports that new polling and fundraising data shows key GOP senators in political trouble, giving Democrats a good shot to win back control of the upper chamber. Third quarter fundraising reports show four Republican senators were outraised by their Democratic competitors, including three that hail from key battleground states. An often vandalized memorial sign marking Emmett Till's murder that was riddled with bullet holes earlier this year was rededicated Saturday, this time protected by bulletproof glass and surrounded by security cameras. And lastly, as Parliament met in London Saturday morning and voted to force a Brexit delay, a mass of anti-Brexit protesters marched in the city's streets, demanding citizens be given a second chance to decide whether to leave the European Union. Organizers of the effort told the New York Times they expected more than 1 million demonstrators, which would make it one of the largest protests Britain has ever had.
Quicker! Quickie!
That That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Hi, folks. I'll be in Las Vegas this week covering the Mass Torts Conference, where I'll be talking with trial lawyers about different stories of corporate malfeasance from around the country. Check it out.